second guest today for the next 2 hours is Stefan Verstappen, and he is the author of The Art of Urban Survival and the 36 Strategies of Ancient China. And his main website is chinastrategies.com. He wrote A Master's Guide to the Way of the Warrior. He's a very interesting guest, as all of my guests are. And the last time he was on, which was just in September, and with all the things that are going on, I thought, oh my gosh, we've got to have another chat. Stefan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. I just walked in the door, just in time.
Oh my goodness. Did you get everything taken care of that needed to be taken care of?
Well, never everything. There's a lot of things that need to be taken care of, but my immediate needs are met, yes.
Oh, thank goodness. I was concerned. So I'm glad. I'm really glad.
Yeah, it's been one endless, and I guess that's for everybody. This has been a terrible year. Oh, my God.
Oh, for sure. Wow.
And the further it goes on, the worse it gets, you know. Anyways, I'm back now. Just got in the door.
Oh.
As I was opening the door, I heard the phone ring.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What great timing.
Yeah. No, because I have to rely on my neighbor to drive me into town, you know.
Sure.
And I kept saying, can we go a little bit faster? can we go a bit faster? But, you know. Anyways, I got to get my own car on the road soon, and
sure.
Then I don't have to depend on people. I hate depending on people.
Sure.
Oh.
Wow.
So what are we talking about today, Deanna?
Oh, how about let's talk about psychopaths?
But that's what we talked about last time.
I know. Let's talk about the things that have happened, that have occurred since last time. And, of course, we know that the selections/elections were very interesting because it just got everybody up in arms. It divided the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the country was divided before that with the unmitigated violence in many cities, Portland and just all over, that
yeah.
just seemed to go on and on. And I have never seen, maybe I just didn't notice, but I have never seen such a division among the two political parties as I've witnessed just recently. And I don't watch TV, but just from the internet, and just exchanging ideas with other people, I've just never seen such a division that borders on hatred of people, that families are torn apart, that even marriages are torn apart.
Mm-hmm.
People who used to be very close to each other are no longer friends. And I've never witnessed that before. It was always, it used to be not a big deal. You
yeah.
went, you voted, and that was it.
Yeah,
it wasn't a big deal, but now it has divided the country.
Yeah, and which is, of course, the entire intention all along.
Sure.
Yeah. And the way it has divided friends and family and you know, the same thing with me. I've lost, I think, every friend I've ever had now. Not just because of the politics, you know, because, you see, I am apolitical. I don't believe in either party, you know.
I don't either.
And I don't believe in the entire system. I think it's all just
a
pony show. You know, they put on this big circus every 4 years, and, you are in charge of deciding the future, and oh, please, you know, That's all very nice and dandy. And then they said, well, you know, but if you don't vote, then Nancy Pelosi will get in or whatever. But it doesn't matter, does it? You know, everybody voted for Trump, and he was going to build the wall, and he was going to do this, and he was going to do. And did he? No, of course not. He's going to clean out the swamp, and he's going to arrest Hillary. Well, did he? No, of course not. You know, like, of course, that's the psychopathic system that we're in. The psychopaths run things, and they make sure that nobody comes within 1,000 miles of the White House into any kind of position of power that isn't already a psychopath and that has already been, you know, converted to their cause, that they know the talking points. You know, you don't even have to tell them. Everybody knows what the talking points are. The talking points are now communism is great, capitalism is bad, you know, and that's it.
Which is incredible. And the fact is, I read on one site that, oh, if we're not careful, if we don't stop this, we're going to become a communist country. Well, hey, we have been a communist country for a very, very long time.
That's right.
we're not going to become. We have arrived a long time ago.
A long time ago. That's right. And so, hello, wake up and smell the coffee. You are a communist. Somebody posted on, you know, because I put out a couple of videos like How It Will Go Down, in which I bring my creative writing skills into writing it like a short story about a family and what it would be like for them when this is all played out, you know. So it is kind of, rather than just tell you things, I put it in a story form, and it's been quite effective. And I have a few of those videos. They're quite popular, but somebody posted, well, when is this all going to start happening?
Right. Well, like, hey!
Hello!
Wake up!
Now, like, this is not going to happen. We're in it. This is it now.
Right.
We are at a really very, very dangerous time in history. I can't believe that this communism is taking hold, because anybody that has studied history knows that communism is without a doubt the worst political system ever devised. It brings nothing but death and misery everywhere it's been implemented. There's not a single example of anywhere in the world where communism made people's lives better. You know, what, Venezuela, Cuba, Bulgaria, well, Russia.
We have to look and see, okay, were they really communist, or was it just the U.S. military/government that decided, oh, we need to fight this oppressive regime? Because actually, the U.S. government should not be the world's policeman.
No, of course not. And what business is it of Americans to police everybody else's business? I'm staunchly an isolationist.
Me too.
You know, American troops should not go overseas. That's it, period.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with that. And yet, since the Spanish America, no. Earlier, the Mexican War, 1840s.
Okay.
And then you had the invasion of China.
Don't forget Americans that burned and looted the Imperial Palace.
Sure.
Yeah, during the Boer War, the Boxer Rebellion.
Exactly. And that was later on. That was what year was Boxer Rebellion? It was later on. And because Rockefeller was in China first. He was there as early as 1863.
Yep.
With his snake oil and he saw a great big market.
Yeah. Actually, it was a Jewish family called the Sassoons.
Right, exactly.
And they were there
first.
Yeah, they were instrumental in spreading the opium addiction throughout China. Geez, right. Where have we seen that before? You know, I know very well.
With the Sacklers here in this country?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's part of their strategy. They want it to weaken China. And so, and China was being difficult at that time because there was a difference in trade outcome. The Chinese didn't want anything from the West, you know, maybe a few mechanical clocks, that kind of stuff, but they really didn't want wool from Ireland or anything like that. And so whatever they traded for, the West had to pay silver.
Mm-hmm.
And so the silver reserves in England were starting to run low. They wanted tea, they wanted silk, they wanted porcelain, and so, but the Chinese said, no, only pay with silver. We don't want any exchange of goods. So the silver reserves in England started running low, and they said, listen, we're going to be bankrupted of all our silver reserves unless we can find something to sell to the Chinese. And that's when they came up with opium. Now, most people, because of the movies and things like that, associate Chinese with opium addiction, but actually that was a completely foreign habit to them. Right. Before the introduction of opium by the Dutch East India Company and the British East India Company, they were the ones that shipped it in there illegally. It was illegal in China to smoke opium, but they were a bunch of drug smugglers, you know. And finally, the Chinese got fed up and said, okay, we're going to shut this down. You know, we can't just imagine like that, the Mexican cartels, you know, shipping in tons and tons of methamphetamine and crack and all that with impunity, you know. Well, eventually they wanted to shut it down because their entire population was being destroyed by opium addiction. So they seized the warehouses where they kept the opium in Canton, and they burned it. Well, this was an outrage. And the Sassoon family and the other traders, the Far East traders, petitioned the government in England, and they sent over a bunch of ironclad steam warships, which was, you know, way outclassed anything the Chinese had at the time. They were still, you know, floating around in wooden junks. Sure. And they bombed the living crap out of China.
Yes, yes.
From a distance, you know, very cowardly. You know, they sit a half a mile offshore and just lob artillery shells into every village and town, killing lots of people. And there was no way the Chinese could retaliate. They were out of range for their primitive weapons. And then until finally the Chinese government said, okay, we'll make a deal. And the British said, yeah, okay, well, we're going to take Hong Kong. And that's how Hong Kong became part of the British Commonwealth.
Wow.
So imagine the Mexican drug cartels bombing San Diego.
Imagine, yes.
Uh-huh. And demanding that San Diego open its borders and Mexico gets to keep San Diego and use it as a transport point for all their addiction, all their drugs. All about the drug trade. And then, and this continued all the way through to the Vietnam War, even.
Through the war.
Yeah. And, but anyways, that's an age old tactic, is to get your population addicted to drugs. It's one of the, you know, the non linear strategies, the kind of tactics that, the big banks use. And, they've used that here, you know, the methamphetamine, scourge has destroyed entire communities, killed hundreds of thousands of people.
Right. And you also have to consider Big Pharma as this is the most, the United States takes more Big Pharma drugs than any other country, any other developed country.
Yep.
We have the highest infant mortality rate, and we have the sickest country in the world. And mm-hmm. yet Americans spend more on drugs than any other country. In fact, it's about 18% of the gross national product, or the domestic national product.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, you know, I came out with a video saying that we are at war. The bankers, the psychopaths in power and their affiliate tribe members have been waging war on America for at least 100 years. And it's a full spectrum war. There are strategies within strategies. So part of this war is the drug addiction, you know, making it, first of all, and spurred on by Hollywood, by the way. All those Hollywood movies in the 60s and 70s made it look so cool if you were on drugs. And there was the whole heroin chic. Remember that? You know, if you're all emaciated and have blackened eyes, then you look cool because it meant you were a heroin addict and that was cool. And so they, you know, encouraged drug addiction from the very beginning, and then they supplied it. You know, they supplied the drugs.
Wow.
And so that was
yes.
just one of it.
Yes, and that's the media, which is also being used now to promote COVID vaccine when it becomes available. And the media, you have to look to the media for all this programming that is being done.
Yeah, listen, the media is one of the most dangerous enemies we have. These people really should be held liable for all the death and destruction, because if it wasn't for them hyping this programming and encouraging all this bad behavior, all those, you know, all those lives that were destroyed, you know, that blood is on the hands of the media, okay?
Right.
They should be held responsible. And if we ever come to a point where we round up all these criminals, all these media pundits should be in the docket. You know,
right, and yet, they're being used to divide.
Yes,
and so they know that they're liars, and people don't understand that they're liars.
Yep. Yep. No, I took journalism in college, and you know what they proposed to teach was completely different than what you see in real life. You know, you were supposed to have integrity and, you know,
right. yeah, all
you
that
know,
stuff.
You're supposed to actually investigate it and get the story right. And, you know, my teacher said that, well, if you, for example, if you were writing a historical novel about the Civil War and you said General Grant stepped out on August 1st, 1864, and it was a sunny day, he said, you better go back and get the newspapers from that era and make sure it really was a sunny day. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is the kind of attention to detail and accuracy I was taught in journalism school. But, of course, that doesn't happen now.
Right.
They just make it up. They don't even leave their office. They just, well, actually, I'll tell you what happens. They get the press releases from up on high, and that's all they do. You know, they
right.
read the press release. You know, it's written by somebody they don't even know.
And you have certain Associated Press, and what else do you have?
Yeah, I think it was the Rockefellers founded Associated Press from the beginning, you know,
yes.
as a way of controlling the message.
Right. Oh, okay, we are going to a break. We will be right back momentarily.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts.
All righty, we are back, and our guest is Stefan Verstappen. That sounds so cool together.
What,
your name?
Yeah. Oh, I've always said
it just kind of rolls off the tongue very gracefully, and it just, I like your name.
Yeah, never did.
You're a pretty good guy, too. But, yeah, your name is
thank
is
you, darling.
Very interesting.
Don't tell your husband.
Pardon me?
I said, don't tell your husband.
Oh, that's not a problem. Anyway, we were talking about, I've been looking at things, looking for something that I had posted on a website, on one of my monthly websites, as the gross national product, the domestic national product. And it shows from 1965 to the current date, pretty current, about how many drugs and why the gross national product has increased so dramatically. It's domestic product, and you think, my gosh, that's incredible. So it's 18% to 19%, and when you think that we used to be very, very highly productive of numerous things, the steel industry, the textile industry, all these industries that have moved offshore, is just truly amazing how things have changed, how things have been altered, so that we've become a country of services. And it seems that the only people that are producing are the drug manufacturers, and some of them are using offshore trials, clinical trials, although clinical trials and drugs seem kind of like an oxymoron, because you really don't have to go through a big clinical trial. If the FDA approves of a drug, it just means that the company that made the drug paid them some money to have it FDA approved. The FDA do not have any trials of any kind. They right. simply collect the money from the manufacturer and then say, oh, okay, your drug's approved.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's this revolving door between the drug companies and the FDA or any other ABC agency.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's all part of the plan. You know, it's part of the plan to destroy Western civilization. Same thing with shipping all our jobs over to China. Now, people should know that China is the most evil regime that has certainly exists today, but might even have ever existed. I mean, the amount of corruption and horror that really goes on in China. Now, when you go to what they call the first tier cities in China, which is Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, you're blown away. I mean, they're ultra modern, you know, skyscrapers. Everything is lit up with neon. It's very exciting, you know. And I visited all those cities and stayed at the best hotels. Oh my God, the opulence, the luxury, you know. I had meetings with the mayors of Beijing and Shanghai and Shenzhen, you know, big state meetings. We were part of a group of venture capitalists that we were escorting throughout China and taking them on a tour of all the potential investments. This was in 2000, already 20 years ago. And fantastic. But what you don't see is that beyond that, the extremes of poverty and the pollution in China, you know, I get really upset here, especially here in Canada with, you know, now we got that Justin Trudeau psychopath standing up there saying, oh, you know.
You mean Castro's son?
Yeah, Castro's bastard son, you know, literally. Yeah. Son of a bitch, because his mother was a lunatic. She was completely neurotic, if not psychotic. You know, I wouldn't even doubt if she was an MK Ultra sex slave or something
like
that.
Could have been.
Could have been, because that woman is way off the hook. You know, and she was passed around at parties. You know, I'm pretty sure Pierre, her husband, got off on watching. If you know what I mean.
Sure.
That's my hunch, you know, but I've got good instincts now, Deanna. After all these years, I've been everywhere. I've seen it all, you know, and I've got pretty good instincts for that. But anyways, he's standing up there and now, well, you know, new carbon taxes, new restrictions, new climate change regulation. And he's saying, well, if Canadians want to breathe fresh air, what are you talking about? Look at Canada. It's twice the size of the United States.
Right. Oh, okay. We do have a break. We'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Reaching for a dream of peace. Break the madness.
You know the answer, so simple to find.
All righty, we are back with our guest, Stefan Verstappen, and you were talking about your visit to China, and I think before the so-called communist revolution, things were different.
Well, China, you know, I'll tell you why the communists like China, because the Chinese never developed a republic. They never developed a democracy. Not that democracy is great, but they never developed an electoral system that would elect your leaders. And so the Chinese are well-conditioned and well-trained to always follow a single dictator. Now, in the past, those dictators were called emperors. And I think there's something to that, you know. That's why the communists like the Chinese, because they're already pre-programmed to follow the dictates of the government. They don't, you know, and they also have a long tradition of never question authority. You know, Chinese don't question authority. When I began teaching in China many years ago, at the end of the class or at the end of the lesson or at the end of some explanation, I would always ask, are there any questions? And nobody ever had a question. Nobody ever had a question. And I asked some of that. This is when I first got there. I didn't know better. And I asked some of the other teachers. I said, well, how come nobody ever asks a question? Well, it'd be impolite to ask a question because that would be challenging your authority as a teacher. You see, in school in China, they do not use what we call the Socratic method, whereby, you know, you ask questions of your students and the students ask questions of the teacher. And it's through asking and answering these questions that, you know, wisdom is transferred. The Chinese have no system like that. The Chinese students are expected to memorize every word the teacher says and then regurgitate that in the final exam. And so they are never taught to think for themselves. Well, fertile ground for communism, because anybody that can think for themselves would quickly realize that communism is a horrible, horrible system. And so that's why and that's why China now is being held up as the standard. That's why they moved all our jobs over there, because it's a lot easier to control the Chinese people, because they've been controlled for 4,000 years. Just do as you're told. Don't ask questions. That is the mentality of the Chinese people. The vast majority of
kind of the mentality of the students now, where you just go and you get information and then you regurgitate it, which is a good word, back in a test, because actually the school system itself, public schooling, government schooling, is really a relatively new kind of institution. It used to be homeschooling was what people did.
Yeah. And in homeschooling, it was more, I would say, organic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was more natural way of learning. What they're doing now, and that's, and again, this is why, you know, this whole social credit system that the Chinese have, it's already here, already the social credit system. God forbid you should speak out against the phony beer virus. You know, you're going to be doxxed, you're going to be fired, you're going to be deplatformed, you're going to have your bank account shut down. What's that if not the social credit system? You said something you're not allowed to say. And so you will be punished severely. Now, so far, they are not dragging us off into gulags, but that's only a year away. That's where this will eventually end up if people aren't fighting back every day against this. They will just simply come and take you and put you in a camp, and the camp where your life expectancy drops dramatically. You know, so that's where they're going with this. And that's why China, that's why they shipped all our jobs over there. You know, when I went over there in 2000, you've probably heard of these ghost cities, right? If you haven't, Google it and Google it on YouTube, China ghost cities. You'll be astounded that there are dozens, if not hundreds, of cities. I mean, modern cities with skyscrapers and schools and factories and high rises and hospitals and parking and light rail transit, and nobody lives there. They just built them. You know, how could they afford to build cities from the ground up? What was 5 years earlier, nothing more than paddy fields. Now you have a modern city the size of San Francisco appear, and still nobody lives there. And I saw that. They used to take us around, you know, when I was doing this tour with the venture capitalists.
Uh-huh.
And we were shown all this stuff. And, you know, and all these buildings, we went through them again, super modern, efficient, clean. Nobody worked there. Nobody lived there. It was bizarre. You know, but this was already built up in advance. This was already 20 years ago that they were doing that. This was pre-planned to ship all our jobs over there. Well, why? Because the corporations like it. They get to pay slave wages. They get to work these people, you know, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
No paid vacation. They get, they get half a Sunday off, you know.
That slave labor, not slave labor, but factory, when people first opened factories here, especially on the East Coast, with the textile industry, they would have child labor.
Yeah,
and
sure.
They would work these children 12 hours a day. They would keep them on site. It was pretty terrible. Now, I was in China. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, the children would sleep under the desk in the
right.
Factory. Yeah.
When I was in China in 2007, and the smog in Beijing by noon was so bad that you couldn't breathe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why the Chinese were wearing those masks for so long. And this is what really makes me a little bit upset when here in the West, especially in Canada, we're being taxed to death with this carbon tax. And this, you know, I got the radio on now. All they talk about is climate change, COVID, climate change, COVID, climate change. You know, oh, my mm-hmm. God. As if, you know, Canada, when you – it's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of square miles of virgin forest. You know, there's
right.
We have a very low population density. You know, 95% of the Canadian population lives within 50 miles of the U.S. border. And as soon as you go half an hour north, you're in the middle of nowhere, which is where I am now. There is no pollution. But nobody ever talks about China's carbon output. China is responsible for more pollution than every Western country, every South American country, and even every African country combined. China outperforms all of them in the amount of pollution. You know,
but isn't that because of all the corporations that have moved there to exploit the cheap labor?
Yeah.
Because when I was there, I saw all these buildings going up and all these, what do they call those things? Those gripping machines that are building high rises.
Oh, the cranes, yeah.
The cranes, yeah. There were cranes all over.
Yeah.
Building. And you saw McDonald's and you saw Motorola. And Motorola pretty much left the country. Completely. Yeah. The people that were the companies that were producing all left, and you can't you really they're not producing anything here, and you have to wonder, well, gosh, your country is only as rich as the merchandise it provides.
That's right.
And so if you're not producing anything, you're going to sink into poverty, which our country has sunk into poverty.
Yeah. I used to see, we'd go into these big fancy office buildings and things like that, and there'd be a brass plaque at the front door, near the front door somewhere, and the brass plaque would say, donated by IBM, mm-hmm. donated by Hewlett-Packard, donated by Apple, donated by... you know, all these American companies. And I remember mm-hmm. thinking, and this is back in 2000, this is after the free trade agreement was signed and all the jobs here in Canada went to the United States and then went to China.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I was working as a publicist, but all the marketing and media companies all went back to the United States because they no longer were forced to open up an office here because of the trade regulations. So, you know, I got a job in the United States, in San Francisco, but that job went to China, and so they shipped me to China.
Wow.
Yeah. But I remember thinking, you know, while our own countries are suffering under huge unemployment, why the hell wouldn't these companies invest in their own country?
Because they like cheap labor. Our country is really a corporation. And it became a corporation shortly after the so-called Civil War. And so it's all about the corporations making the money. And if you have to, and then you have the labor unions that came in, kind of the left side of the right. And they promoted the labor unions, which, demanded high wages, and so you have this fight against the left against right, and of course the labor unions were very socialistic, and so then you had people who were demanding all these high wages, and now you have Detroit, which is it's kind of not a good place to live.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the whole idea that paying workers high wages is what causes businesses to suffer, that's nonsense.
Sure.
Henry Ford proved that. He paid his workers a really good wage, And what did they do? They spurred the economy. They bought cars. They bought homes. And
it was a good thing. And it was, but go ahead.
Yeah. So instead of the CEO taking home, you know, $10 million a year, he takes home $9,500,000 because they paid their workers a little bit decent. You know, like, I mean, it doesn't make any difference anyways. You know, but it's just this unparalleled greed. But it's more than greed. It's really evil, Deanna. You know, these people are just, they want to see other people suffer. It's not enough that they're rich, but they have to feel like everyone else is poor.
Which is very sad.
Yeah, and that's the way of the world, you know. So, So China is the most polluted country in the world. They have a thing called cancer villages. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Well, the thing is that every heavy metal manufacturer, you know, bioweapon manufacturer, agricultural pesticide manufacturer dumps their waste product untreated into the local river. So now downstream, there's farmers that drink that water and there's villages that drink.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and they use the water to irrigate their crops and things like that. So you have, you know, the further downstream you get, the more polluted the water is, full of pesticides and heavy metals and radioactive materials. So, excuse me. And so all these villages started having enormous increases in cancer. And there would be dozens and hundreds of villages. And this is every major river in China. And all of this, of course, eventually washes out into the ocean, along with all the plastic and garbage, bodies. You know, they would have swine flu come through and kill off, you know, a couple hundred thousand pigs. They would just throw them in the river to rot away. And it would all get washed downstream. And the further downstream you are, the more cancer cases you have, and there's no health care for them, and there's no treatment for cancer. So all these people were dying. They did a story about this back in around, you know, 2003 or something. I think it was published in Time or something like that. But, and it's called the Cancer Villages. That's just a part of it, you know, and the air pollution. Yeah. Beijing, the air pollution is just horrendous. The same thing with Shanghai and Shenzhen, and Hong Kong was pretty bad too. You know, I remember Hong Kong, but and yet nobody ever. You know, there's no Greta Thunberg going to Beijing saying, "How dare you?" You know,
right.
Even though these are the people, the vast contributors to worldwide pollution. Them and, you know, all these other Southeast Asian countries, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand. I mean, they don't have landfill sites. They literally just take these dump trucks and dump it into the ocean. So when you hear about this, you know, now San Francisco can't have plastic straws or something like that. But listen, let me tell you, it's not the plastic straws from San Francisco that is contributing to this plastic island in the middle of the Pacific. It is Southeast Asia. They literally dump, and India too, another one.
Did they do this before the invasion of the American corporations?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. The whole concept of looking after your environment and saving endangered species and not polluting and things like that, that is an entirely Western concept. The Chinese never thought like that. You know, we get these fantasy stories. Oh, the Chinese, you know, because of Taoism, you know, they're closer to nature. Well, a few are, but the vast, vast majority aren't. Everywhere you go in China, where there's like that's Chinese tourists go, is filled with garbage. Talk about littering. They just throw it in the bush. They throw it on the trail. They throw it in the river. The concept of not littering is not a Chinese concept. That's purely Western. So they were like that before, but now it's on steroids, you know, with all the factories and all the stuff that the mass produce and all that. It's just, it's horrendous. And then
I did notice, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
But when I was on a ship going down the Yangtze River, the water smelled like gasoline.
Yeah.
I couldn't even go out and on the deck. And you could see it floating on top of the water.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have a break. We'll be right back in a jiffy. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And we are talking with our guest, Stefan Verstappen. And we were talking about, I had mentioned that I was on a trip. See, it doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was in 2007, and I was on a ship going down the Yangtze River, and the oil and gas that were floating on the top of the water, plus the smell, was just so bad that I couldn't even go out on the deck. It was very terrible, and I mentioned earlier about all of the pollution in Beijing, because they don't have any laws about this, and I did see poverty, but I also if you look at China and India and some of these countries that have a lot of antiquity, you find the good things that they practiced, that they believed in, the old Chinese medicine before Rockefeller went over and did his tricks on them. They taught, they had good things. There was poverty. I think probably there's been poverty in every country, and for the same reason. People take advantage of people monetarily, and there's an elite in every country. Correct?
Yeah, psychopaths.
Yeah. Okay, back to the original thesis is that we are ruled by psychopaths. It doesn't matter what country you're in. Even if you start out as a virgin country, the psychopaths are going there. We've all got a target on our back. Correct?
Yeah. And it's been that way for thousands of years. Which is why I am an anarchist in the classical sense of the word, which means I don't want people to tell me what to do. I'm happy not to tell you what to do. And in return, I don't want you to tell me what to do. But we have now governments that are out of control that now dictate everything you do. Oh, my God, they have the rules and regulations. And look at what they're doing. I mean, we have – and these are people – remember – government is always run by psychopaths. It always has been. It always will be. That's why, you know, they all worship the pyramid. Well, what is the pyramid? I think the reason they worship the pyramid is because it's a pyramid scheme. It's a hierarchical structure, which means the guy at the very top of the pyramid tells everybody else what to do. And the person that reaches the top of the pyramid will always be a psychopath. And the people that will reach the top 20 levels of the pyramid will always be psychopaths. And that's why I'm against hierarchical structures and why I'm against government, because it's a hierarchical structure.
Yes, indeed. All righty, we're at the top of the hour, and we invite your phone calls in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.